to do it. Shane Ostentoski doesn't even have a carry. He wasn't even in most of the second quarter because of that spread offense and the formation they were in. And Casey Sweeney's ran the ball for, again, another five times for 8 or 10 yards. So not getting a lot of help. They're taking Lemke away more and more. Somebody else has to open up that offense for the Bearcats, which is why they've gone to the spread, because the other backs haven't been able to do it.
On penalty-wise, the LB Bearcats, no flags for them, but the Sandusky Redskins, four total flags for 40 yards on defense, three of those for 35 yards, which really set up Ubley for that score of the night.
Well, that's where most of their offense have come from, via Sandusky shooting themselves in the foot, whether it be a horse collar tackle or a taunting penalty, which was completely unnecessary. So a couple penalties like that, a delay of game, that's hurt Sandusky in the second quarter, which is part of the reason why their scoring stopped. But we'll see which team makes the adjustment. But if Ubley's defense has to get off the field and give that offense an extra shot or two at scoring if they're going to come back and win this game. Otherwise, Sandusky may step on the accelerator and blow through the rest of this game.
How about this? Ubley has 26 tackles plus a tackle for a loss. Sandusky 11 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss. 14 tackle differential between the two squads, and that's probably because of the time of possession variance. Sandusky with 15 minutes 47 seconds, Ubley with just 8 minutes and 13 seconds. Leading the tackling for the Ubley Bearcats, co-leading Nolan Van Erp and Preston Halleck each with 4, and the tackle for a loss goes in the hands of Logan Holbert. For Sandusky, they're led by DeLauren Wedge with 4 tackles. The tackles for loss, Adam Scott and Zach Franzel with 3 total yards there.
No surprise, both teams very spread out, diversified in their tackling. Their gang tackling defenses kind of bred from the same thought process. Everybody finds their way to get in on tackles, which is why they're so spread out. But the Ubley Bearcats really haven't ran that very many plays. They've had short drives that have gone nowhere. And then they had a few passing plays, which there's no credit for tackles there. So Ubley offense needs to find a way to control the ball for the longer, get them first downs, extend drives. Near Sandusky, keep doing what you're doing, because they have dominated this game, in my opinion. They need to clean up the penalties if they want to stay in this game. Otherwise, it's things like that a good team takes advantage of. Ubley Bearcats are one of them.
Let's take a look at other area scores right now, and then we'll take a short break. Cass City leading at the half over Marlette, 28-7. Lakers and Bad Axe doing battle in Laker country tonight. Lakers leads at the half just by 12-6, a 6-point game there. Reese leads Vassar at halftime, 21-0. Harbor Beach leads KPAC, 28-7 at the half. And last we heard, at the end sometime of the first quarter, Brown City led Memphis 14-0. In 8-player football, the only score we have at the half is Peck 38, Owen Gage 6. And Kingston leads Flint International 14-6 at the half as well.
That's 44-6.
Excuse
Clark
me, 44-6, yes.
44-6. James doing what he does best. He's got 3 TDs already, Clark.
44-6 for Kingston. We'll return in 40 seconds right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Get your ride in shape with special sale prices on Napa shocks and struts at Ubley Motor Service. Get up to an $80 prepaid Visa card rebate when you install qualifying Napa shocks or struts. Ubley Motor Service also has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will also check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive up to an $80 rebate when you install Napa shocks or struts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Sandusky ready to kick this thing off for the second half. They lead by 6 points, 14-8 over the Ubley Bearcats, home in Sandusky. And the kick comes down to about the 32-yard line, and it was Muff coming in by number 81, Isaac Morozinski. And that's where they will start, as he brought it in as his knee was down. So Ubley will start their drive at their own 31-yard line. left or right across your radio.
Yeah, that ball was bouncing pretty good. He goes down to a knee to make sure it doesn't get by him, almost like an infielder would in baseball, Clark. And when he picks up the football, that knee is down. That's him giving himself up. So the Bearcats will start a little deeper than they'd like at their own 32-yard line, going left to right across your radio to start the second half.
In that shot, under center now, Casey Sweeney in a wing tee to the left. A little bit more traditional for the Bearcats. Right up the gut, gets out to about maybe 2 yards, out to the 33-yard line before forward progress stopped. Actually, the 34-yard line. Out of the pile, that would be Ethan Lemke. Next, you see William Spicer on the carry. And on the tackle, number 77, Adam Scott, defensive tackle. Second down, 7 to go for the Ugly Bearcats. 14-8, Sandusky leads.
And we're not going too far there, Clark, but again, wing tee to the right, to the left this time, and not going too far, run right up the middle. The same for the Bearcats.
Second down, 7 to go. As we're having some troubles now with Dave Hansen's headset here quickly. Second down, 7 to go, out into, I think it's out for about 2 yards. Out for number 12, that would be William Spicer, the fullback, out for another 3 yards. Third down and 5 for the Bearcats. Third down, 5. Dave, let's see if your headset works there now.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, all right, there we go. All right, looks like something's going wacko there. Third down and 5, and Ubley is stood up at the line of scrimmage, maybe out for a gain of a yard. William Spicer on the carry, and he's out for 1 yard. Fourth down and 3 now for the Ubley Bearcats.
Yeah, they run the ball 3 times to the left side. They go nowhere. That defensive line of Sandusky dominating this game, and you can see those defensive backs creeping to the line of scrimmage, Clark, and they're cheating in, and Bearcats unable to do anything about it, unable to get to the sideline, and they're going to have to punt 3 and out quickly in the second half. So a great start for the Sandusky Redskins defense.
Just 2 minutes of possession in the start of the second quarter, or second half, and Casey Sweeney's punt is high, and it's into Sandusky territory with no one deep back. Bounces at the 30-yard line and takes a bounce inside the 20 down to the 16-yard line where Sandusky will start their drive. So Ubley stalls out after just 8 yards on that drive, gives the ball back to Sandusky deep in their own territory.
That's a poor start to the offense. They have the football. It's their chance to go ahead and go down the field, possibly take the lead. And you run the ball 3 times to the same spot. You get very little gain on any of those plays. And Sandusky stands tall, forces a punt. They do what they do best. And now Sandusky will take over the football. They obviously had their defense set for a fake, and that didn't happen, so they allow. Sandusky comes under center to start this drive. Traditional wing tee. Matt Carlson under center.
First and 10, right to left across your radio. Carlson hands it off right up the gut, out for maybe about 2 yards. About that pile would be number 28, Braxton Washi. On the tackle would be number 60, Logan Hulbert.
Logan Hulbert had help there. The defensive line collapsed on that run right up the middle. Did a nice job of slowing down the running game. 2 yards on the play, maybe 3 at most, depending on the spot. Second down and 7 for Sandusky.
9:13 left in the third quarter, 14-8. Sandusky hanging on to that 6-point lead they've never trailed in this ballgame. Ubley on defense with a second and 7 in front of them. Carlson under center, 3 men backfield. From their own 19-yard line of Sandusky's territory. Hand off to the third option. Washi coming around the right end. Not much going there. As Bubbly's front line starting to pick things up a little bit. Washi on the 1 yard gain out to the 20-yard line. Tackle made by Carson Hileski for Ubley.
Ubley's defense will go as far as these young linebackers go. That's Carson Hileski for sure. And Nolan Van Erp on the other side. If those two play very well, this defense goes very far. That time Carson Hileski reads the play, he fills his gap, then kicks it to the outside just like the running back does, follows him, mirrors him perfectly, wraps him up for very little gain.
Third down, six to go for the Redskins. Right to left across your radio. Same formation working off the right hash. Black jerseys on the home Sandusky turf. Pitch out to the left side to Braxton Washi. Has room to run. Has the first down. Down to the 40. Across midfield. Still in